श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 1। धृतराष्ट्र उवाच, धर्मक्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे संवेता युयुत्सवः मामकाः पांडवाश्चैव किमकुर्वत संजय। धृतराष्ट्र सेड, ओ संजय, assembled on the sacred plain of Kurukshetra, eager to fight, what did my sons and those of Pandu do? Comment. It is a special feature in Hindu tradition that every action should be done with the dharma, that is righteousness, in the forefront. This is why even the terrible action such as war was arranged in a holy place, so that all who die in the war will get the merit of doing a good deed. From God's viewpoint, there is no distinction of mine and yours. The whole universe is made of 5 great elements. Everyone is given the same freedom to use space, wind, fire, water, and the earth. But the human being, compelled by ignorance, makes divisions such as these people, village, province, country, space, water, etc. are mine, and those are yours. All quarrels and fights are created due to the idea of mine and yours. The Mahabharata war too was started due to the same distinction of Mamakaha, that is my sons, and Pandavas, that is Pandu's sons. Verse 2. Sanjaya uvacha, दृष्ट्वा तु पाण्डवानीकं व्यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा आचार्यम् उपसंगम्य राजा वचनम् अब्रवीत्। संजय सेड, हैविंग सीन द आर्मी ऑफ पांडवास अरेड इन द बैटल, प्रिंस दुर्योधन देन अप्रोच्ड द प्रिसेप्टर, दैट इज द्रोणाचार्य, एंड स्पोक दीस वर्ड्स। Verse 3। पश्यैतां पाण्डुपुत्राणाम् आचार्य महतीं चमूं व्यूधाम द्रुपदपुत्रेन तव शिष्येन धीमता। बिहोल्ड ओ मास्टर, दिस माइटी आर्मी ऑफ पांडवास अरेड इन द बैटल बाय योर टैलेंटेड डिसाइपल धृष्टद्युम्न द सन ऑफ द्रुपद। Verses 4, 5, and 6। अत्र शूरा महेश्वासा भीमार्जुन समायुधि युयुधानो विराटश्च द्रुपदाश्च महारथः। धृष्टकेतुश्चकितानः काशीराजश्च वीर्यवान् पुरुजित् कुन्तिभोजश्च शैभ्यश्च नरपुङ्गवः। युधामन्युश्च विक्रान्त उत्तमौजाश्च वीर्यवान् सौभद्रो द्रौपदेयाश्च सर्व एव महारथाः। हियर् इन् दि आर्मी आफ् पाण्डवास् आर् हीरोस् वील्डिङ्ग् मैटी बोस् एण्ड् एस् ब्रेव् इन् बेटल् एस् भीम एण्ड् अर्जुन, such as Yudhana, that is Satyaki, Virata, and the great chariot warrior Drupada. Drishtaketu, Chekitana, and the valiant king of Kashi, Purujit, Kuntibhoja, and Shaibya, the best among men, are also present. And mighty Yudhamanyu, valiant Uttamauja, the son of Subhadra, that is Abhimanyu, and 5 sons of Draupadi, all are great chariot warriors. Verse 7. अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये तान् निबोधः द्विजोत्तम नायका मम सैन्यस्य संज्ञानार्थं तान् ब्रवीमिते। ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द ट्वाइस बोर्न, दैट इज ब्राह्मण, नो देम ऑल्सो हू आर डिस्टिंग्विश्ड वॉरियर्स ऑन अवर साइड, द कमांडर्स ऑफ माय आर्मी हूम आई मेंशन फॉर युअर इन्फॉर्मेशन। Verse 8. भवान् भीष्मश्च कर्णश्च कृपश्च समितिं जयः अश्वत्थामा विकर्णश्च सौमदत्तिस् तथैव च। योरसेल्फ, दैट इज द्रोणाचार्य, भीष्म, कर्ण एंड कृपा एवर विक्टोरियस इन वॉर। अश्वत्थामा, विकर्ण एंड आल्सो द सन ऑफ सोमदत्त, दैट इज भूरिशर्वा। Verse 9. अन्ये च बहवः शुरा मदार्ते त्यक्त जीविताः नाना शास्त्र प्रहरणाः सर्वे युद्धः विशारदाः। and many other heroes skillful in warfare, equipped with various weapons and missiles, are ready to lay down their lives for my sake. Verse 10. Aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma bhirakshitam. Paryaptam twidam etesham balam bhima bhirakshitam. After seeing Dronacharya completely silent, Duryodhana thought that in fact our army is incapable and insufficient to win over Pandavas, because our army's chief commander Bhishma, who is double-minded, while the army of Pandavas led by Bhima, who is single-minded, is capable and sufficient to win this war. Comment. From this verse it appears that Duryodhana wants to seek truce with Pandavas, but it is really not so. Duryodhana has said, Janami dharmam na chame pravrittir, janam yajadamham na chame nivrittihi, kenapi devena ridisatitena, yata niyuktosmi tatha karomi. Garga Sahamitha, Ashwamedha, chapter 50, verse 36. I know dharma, righteousness, but cannot act accordingly, and I know adharma, unrighteousness, but cannot get away from it. It seems there is some deva, a demigod, residing in me. As he impels, I act accordingly. Duryodhana speaks about demigod residing in him. In fact, it is nothing but kamana, desire only. When he is acting as impelled by desire, then how can he seek truce with Pandavas? Pandavas did not act according to their mind. They acted keeping dharma in mind and as commanded by Lord Krishna. It is for this reason, when the celestial musicians captured Duryodhana at that time, Yudhisthira got him freed. There, Yudhisthira says, Parve paribhave prapate vayam panchotaram shatam. Paraspara virodhetu vayam pancha shatam tute. Mahabharatam 1:243. When confronted with others, we are facing opposition. We, 105 brothers, are together. But when we have a conflict among ourselves, then we 5 brothers are separate and the 100 brothers are separate. The kamana or desire forces men to engage in sin. Gita chapter 3 verses 36 and 37. But the dharma engages men in meritorious deeds. Chapter 1 verse 11. Ayaneshu cha sarveshu yata bhagam avastithah bhishmam eva bhi rakshantu bhavantah sarva evahi. From exterior viewpoint, Duryodhana says to the commanders of his army, stationed firmly in your respective positions, certainly you guard Bhishma from all sides. Chapter 1 verse 12. Tasya sanjayanam harsham kuru vriddha pitamahah simhanada vinadyochaih shankam dadmau pratapavan. Then the glorious grandsire, the oldest among the Kauravas, Bhishma, cheering Duryodhana, roared like a lion and blew his conch loudly. Chapter 1 verse 13. Tata shankhascha bhiryascha panavanaka gomukah sahasaiva bhyahanyantasa shabdastumulo bhavat. Then conches, kettle drums, tables, drums and cow horns suddenly blared forth all at once, and this sound was very ferocious. Chapter 1 verse 14. Tadha shvetair hayair yukte mahatisyandane sthithau madavah pandavas chaiva divyau shankahu pradad matuhu. Then, seated in magnificent chariot drawn by the white horses, Madhava, that is Sri Krishna, and Pandava, that is Arjuna, blew their celestial conches. Chapter 1 verse 15. Pancha janyam rishikesho devadattam dhananjayah paundram dadmau mahashankam bhima karma vrikodarah. Rishikesha, that is Sri Krishna, blew his conch named Panchajanyam and Dhananjaya, that is Arjuna, his conch called Devadatta, while Vrikodaraha, that is Bhima, of terrific deeds, blew his mighty conch, pound drum. Chapter 1, verse 16. Ananta Vijayam Raja Kuntiputro Yudhisthiraha Nakulaha Sahadevascha Sughosha Manipushpakav. King Yudhisthira, the son of Kunti, blew his conch Ananta Vijayam, while Nakulaha and Sahadeva blew theirs, Sughosha and Manipushpaka, respectively. Chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Kashyascha Parameshvasaha Shikandi cha Maharataha Drishtadyumno Viratascha Satyakischa Parajitaha Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvashaha Prithvipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahuhu Shankandatmuha Pratak Pratak. O Lord of Earth, that is Dhritarashtra, the king of Kashi, the excellent archer, and Shikandi, the great chariot warrior, Drishtadyumna and Virata, and the invisible Satyaki, King Draupada, as well as the five sons of Draupadi, and the mighty armed Abhimanyu, son of Saubhadra, all of them blew their respective conches. Chapter 1, verse 19. Saghosho Dhartarashtranam Hridayani Vyadharayat Nabhascha Prithvim Chaiva Tumulobhyanunadayan. The tumultuous sound from conches of Pandava army echoing through the earth and the sky rent the hearts of Dhritarashtra's sons, who had usurped the kingdom by unjust means. Chapter 1, verse 20. Atavevastithan drishtva Dhartarashtran kapitvajaha Pravritte shastra sampate Dhanur udyamya pandavaha Rishikesham tadavakyam idamaha mahipate. O Lord of the Earth, at that time the fighting was about to commence, seeing the kings and their friends, who had assumed the kingdom unjustly, arrayed in battle against him, Pandava, that is Arjuna, whose banner bore the emblem of Hanuman, lifted his bow and spoke the following words to Rishikesha, that is Shri Krishna. Chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Arjuna uvacha, senayor ubhayor madhye ratham sthapaya mechuta yavadetan nirikshaham yodhu kaman avasthitan. Kairmaya saha yodhavyam asmin rana samudyame. Arjuna said, O Achyuta, that is Shri Krishna, place my chariot in the middle of the two armies and hold it there till I have carefully observed the war-minded warriors with whom I must wage this war. Chapter 1, verse 23. Yotsya manan avikshaham yatetra samagataha Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhir yuddhe priya chikirshavah. I shall discern these rulers who have assembled here for the battle, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra, that is Duryodhana. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.